Peru faced a weekend of protest in which at least one person died. The total death toll in confrontations in recent weeks is 58. Anti-government demonstrators want the president out and new elections. And the demands for political change are loudest in southern Peru, where the population is poor and largely indigenous. Here's NPR's Carrie Khan.
Nina asesina, el pueblo te repudia. Nina asesina.
Protesters shout insults about current President Dina Boluarte as they march around the stunning downtown plaza in Cusco, the colonial city perched 11,000 feet high in the Peruvian Andes.
Somos del pueblo, no somos terroristas. Somos del pueblo.
We're from here, we're not terrorists, they chant, as a steady rain soaks them in Cusco's cobblestone streets. Boluarte, who's been in power since her predecessor was arrested and impeached last month, is unmoved. She recently doubled down, calling protesters pawns of drug traffickers, illegal miners, and terrorist groups bent on creating chaos in the country. Protesters have dug in, too. They're blocking roads and disrupting commerce from Cusco down through the Sacred Valley all the way to the Incan ruins of Machu Picchu, leaving the small towns along that usually bustling tourist trail desolate. Especially in Ollantaytambo. Here, water from the river of the same name rushes through town in stone-lined irrigation canals. Most of the more than a million visitors a year heading to Machu Picchu stop here to catch the train that takes them through the mountains to the 15th century citadel. But for the past 10 days, the station has been shuttered. Only soldiers and police clad in riot gear are allowed inside. Nearby shops and restaurants are empty.
Está triste, está silencio. Prácticamente como para no aburrirnos o para de repente ocuparnos en algo. Tenemos
it's sad. It's so quiet, says 35-year-old Leonidas Flores. He says he and his wife Yoni keep opening their small restaurant off the central square out of habit. They don't know what else to do.
Tratamos de sobrellevar las cosas para obtener un buen gobierno, ¿no?
But Yoni says they're willing to muddle through this crisis if in the end they get a better government. Both say they weren't fans of former President Pedro Castillo, especially when he tried to dissolve Congress and rule by decree. They did hope his rural indigenous background would make him more sympathetic to their struggles. They're fed up with lawmakers like Boluarte and Congress, who they say only care about Lima. Juan Jupunk says the same. He heads one of the largest peasant and indigenous groups in Ollantaytambo. Wearing a wide-brimmed hat covered in long strips of pink and purple cloth, he says the government uses indigenous traditional farmers like him to impress tourists, but do little to help them prosper. Many along this route complain that the millions of annual tourist dollars don't go to them, but to large agencies, bus companies, and hotel owners. They're not looking for solutions or listening to our needs. He says the blockades are hurting the local economy, so they've decided to take the fight to Lima. But bus fare, food, lodging is going to cost.
Señoras del mercado, por favor, un poquito de atención acá adelante. Les vamos a suplicar.
Those making the trip head to the town central market. One calls out to the vendors to come listen to their appeal.
Pero esto es una causa justa, creo. Por eso, compañeros, vayamos a hacer un solo equipo, un solo.
We have a just cause, and we need to show our faces in Lima, says Rogelio Valdez Solis, another local indigenous leader. Women dig into their well-worn aprons, handing over 10 and 20 soles notes, about $3 to $6.
Un fuerte aplauso para el mercado, compañeros.
Thousands from cities all over the south are doing the same, ratcheting up the pressure on Boluarte to step down. Indeed, she did call for new elections to be held this year. Over the weekend, though, Congress rejected it. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Ollantaytambo, Peru.